Welcome to Building and Protecting Your Business Worth podcast. This podcast is about sharing strategies and ideas to help business owners build, protect, and transition their businesses for the future while creating more balance in their life. Your host is Thomas J. Perrone, CLU, CIC, and president of the New England Consulting Group of Guilford Incorporated, consulting business owners for over 50 years.
Welcome to Building and Protecting Your Business Worth. Hi, I'm Tom Perrone, and I'm your host. And this podcast is all about learning strategies to build your business, to create greater profit, but to create also an abundance of leisure time so you can enjoy what you're building. I'm Tom Perrone from New England Consulting Group. And as you know, in many of my videos, I talk about certain questions that maybe are never answered. And one of the questions that I think any business owner should ask themselves is how will they create wealth through their business? Seems to be a funny question when you consider the fact that you're going to go into business, take risk in business, put up capital, a lot of time, a lot of plans, because your assumption is you're going to make wealth through your business. But not necessarily. And here's why. 15 to 30% of the small businesses sell. And if you're on the smaller side of business, only about 15%. So with all of the effort that you put into your business, you only have a 15% chance of selling it. And that doesn't even take into consideration your maximum potential value, which we're going to talk about. That doesn't mean you can't sell it. I'm just saying that it's not a no-brainer. So you do have a position, a place to go, and hopefully a salary when you set up a business. But do you have a future wealth? And there's a question that lies out there, and you have to consider it. However, having a business allows you to have a second option if the first does not work. And ask anybody in business and they'll tell you there's ups and downs in business. Many of us have failed the first time around, second time, third time. Many of us took longer to create the profit we wanted. In my practice, I've been in practice 54 years. It really took about 8 years for me to really start making the revenue that I was hoping to make. And I'm just using me as an example. But so you have two ways of creating wealth. One, through your business. But then again, 15 to 30% of businesses sell. And the other 85% don't. Or through the cash flow of your business, which is more ascertainable, but maybe not as valuable as selling a company worth much more, not in every case, of course, but you do have control. So for an example, if you have a company that's growing, you basically could have good growth there, but you could also have good cash flow. And if that's the case, what you can do with your cash flow is start to create benefits that are outside the business, personal wealth benefits. And the third option is a combination of selling your business, creating cash flow to create wealth. And the third one, of course, is the combination of the two. Which is a great possibility. Many business owners have done that. I talk about the JFK era benefits, and those are the companies that didn't necessarily sell for value, but they were successful enough to create a very good cash flow to create executive compensation benefits that created tremendous wealth for the executives. So What, let's talk about building the business. And I've written a lot of articles about this, but basically you need to develop middle management. You need to work on your value drivers. You have to systematize your business. It's a hard thing. I mean, you think of a journal, but it doesn't have to be that elaborate. It could be a one-page description of each part of your business, because you don't want it up here. You don't want it all in your head, because you're going to have to develop middle management to continue doing what you started. And you need customer diversification. If you have only a few customers giving you 90% of your sales revenue, that is not a good thing. And buyers are not interested in that. That's like if you're creating great revenue, but you're working 80 or 90 day hours a week, purchasers are not looking for that, right? You need a marketing plan that's long-term, and you need to analyze the marketing plan and always developing it. It's never ending. Trust me, it's never ending. And you have to focus on growth in revenue, and you have to focus on expense management, you know, high revenue, low. So I've seen people where they've built, they've created more focus on their revenue increase rather than profit, okay? But you need to have the revenue increase and or the lowering of an expense. Either one will create more profit. And make sure you protect yourself in as many areas as you can, such as buy and sell agreements, loans that you take out with the bank, liability insurance, property casualty, everything that could come, suits that can come back and haunt you. Now, building the value from the cash flow is a very ascertainable way of doing it. You need, first of all, you need cash, good cash flow. That doesn't mean your business is growing. You just have good cash flow and control of expenses. You create executive compensations because you can discriminate in favor of yourself and your family these types of benefits on a very tax-favored basis. In many cases, you can contribute funds to build revenue for yourself outside the business at a 2% tax cost. You can create retirement funds, but I do suggests that people that are in the high earning owners be careful of not overloading on the 401k profit sharing, because they become tax traps for you later on. You might be better off focusing on executive compensation programs through your business for you and your family with tax-free retirement benefits. You need to know the value of your company, and my suggestion would always be to get an evaluation of your company so you have kind of a watermark where your company value is, give you an idea of the combination of business growth and executive compensation value. Together, that's a wonderful combination. You want to tie your key people to your company, because they are the lifers. They're the ones that are going to create the value of your company. Without a middle management, the value of your company is not as strong, and purchasers of your company are not interested in buying you. They want a middle management. Now, if you don't have a middle management, you really have to depend on executive compensation programs, because you probably will not get the potential value out of your business if you could sell it at all. So you have to shift as much cost to the business that's legitimate, like auto, leases, certain purchases, allowable expenses, to get some deductions and keep it out of your personal cash flow. And if you do that, you're going to do pretty good. But the combination is your key way of creating wealth. But you do have really three, the way I see it. Build your business through cash flow, create executive compensation, or the third one is a combination of the two. So I'll leave you with those thoughts. Any questions, certainly give me a call. I have a book. I talk about it all the time. And in that book, You can get it at Amazon, a Kindle, or a paperback, and the profits do go to the veterans groups, all the profits. But there's 50 years of strategies that I've helped business owners utilize so that they can avoid the four major reasons for a business failure. And if you just skim that book, you'll get a lot of great ideas. Certainly any questions, certainly give me an email, give me a call. Love to talk to you. But thank you for spending the time and listening to me today. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. It was a good show today. And if you would help us out by subscribing, click a like. If you have any ideas or thoughts that you would like to share with us, please email me at tperrone, that's P-E-R-R-O-N-E, at necginc.com. And if you are a business owner, or you know business owners that would like to participate on our show, certainly let me know. We certainly welcome everyone who is a business owner to help people out there that are running businesses with great ideas and strategies to make them successful. So again, thanks for tuning in. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in. Whenever you're ready to grow and protect your business while creating more balance in your life, here are three steps you can take. 1. Subscribe to this podcast. To request a free copy of Tom's newly published book, Unlocking Your Business DNA, email Tom at tperrone@necginc.com. And on the subject line, type DNA. Include your mailing address. And 3rd, take the 1-minute scorecard and report to see how efficient you are in your business planning. Email tperrone@necginc.com and request scorecard. For additional information, click the show notes.